Thank you and good afternoon. City leaders in Fortuna will be poll watching this evening to follow the fate of Measure V, a 1 cent sales tax increase that will be embarked for the city's general fund if passed. Fortuna is in the midst of its capital improvement program and is addressing its infrastructure concerns with millions of dollars needed, as City Manager Reagan Candelario explains.
Our city council has been very supportive of the current projects that we have on our capital improvement program list, and we're moving those forward. And the city is actually very fortunate to have had success with grant funding. We've got millions and millions of dollars that are coming in from outside sources to help us do some of these projects right now. And our local match is there to make those projects real. So we're pretty fortunate there. We're going to be able to do a couple of those pipe improvement projects that are needed and required.
Candelario said that the city's aging water and sewer systems need a lot of work, and that much of the needed funding is coming from grants.
We're going to continue to try and go outside and bring in those outside dollars from the state or from the CalEMA or from FEMA or other granting organizations that we've had success with in the past, because we know our general fund budget is in a deficit situation and it's projected to continue as such. So we're going to need that outside help so that we can keep that infrastructure at a decent level, you know, or even hopefully get it back to normal. You know, we're an older city. We're over 100 years old, so a lot of our infrastructure is pretty aged as well.
Whether or not Fortuna residents approved the sales tax remains unclear, but as Candelario points out, the issues with infrastructure will still persist. Voters in the city of Eureka have been asked to continue a sales tax hike that was originally passed in 2010. Measure Q would maintain the half-cent sales tax increase that has been embarked for public safety. City officials and both the Chief of Police Andy Mills and Humble Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods support the measure and argue that it is vital to the public safety services their respective departments provide. If Measure Q is approved, it would maintain the city's sales tax rate at 8.25%, and that could rise to 8.75% if countywide public safety Measure Z is approved by voters as well. Since it was passed in 2010, Measure Q has generated just over $4 million for the 2012-2013 fiscal year. Measure Q will pass with a simple majority. The supervisors made the name of the Fields Landing Boat Launch Facility official at today's meeting. The boat launch facility is now named after former supervisor and fisherman Jimmy Smith. A ceremony was held in the Fields Landing last week, and the supervisors made it official with a unanimous resolution read at today's meeting. The Eureka Police Department is wearing black mourning bands over their badges, in part to honor a former Eureka officer who died on duty in 1947, but also in honor of four police officers and sheriff's deputies who have died in the line of duty in California in the past 10 days. Department personnel will wear these mourning bands through Friday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In addition to local school bonds and sales tax increases, Humboldt County voters are considering a countywide sales tax measure when they're at the polls today. Measure Z would raise the county sales tax rate by a half cent for the next 5 years, with the money embarked for public safety, public works, and the county probation department. If passed by a simple majority, the sales tax increase would take effect in April of 2015, and an advisory committee would be formed to provide oversight on how the revenue generated will be spent. Any revenue generated would also be subject to an annual independent audit. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a Willits woman whose body was found in Willits on Saturday morning. The death is considered suspicious, and detectives contacted the person who called 911. That person reported that a man had been seen in the company of 25-year-old Kayla Grace Chesser. The man in question is believed to also be the man who was involved in the single-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 162 near Covelo on Saturday afternoon. The man's truck left the highway and rolled down an embankment into the Eel River, where it came to rest. The man was airlifted to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and will be contacted by investigators. Eureka police are searching for 36-year-old wanted felon Jason Olmholt, who fled on foot from Eureka officers after being found inside a vehicle that had been reported stolen Friday morning. After officers located the vehicle on Herrick Avenue, Omholt was able to elude officers who deployed a taser in an effort to subdue him. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.